Welcome to Technory Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, well, you've probably heard this bit before. What is Technory? Since 2010, Technory has been Chicago's top startup showcase. More than 300 companies have been featured, been on stage, been on the show, and they've gone on to raise a whopping $260+ million in venture funding. This is a very special... Is it special? We're going to make it special.
It feels special to me.
It should be. You're back. If you unite and recognize the voice, that's Mike Dwyer, who's the head of talent at Cars.com.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
And Dave Dom is joining.
Dave Dom, senior director of product at Cars.com.
Awesome. We are all set then. So I wanted to bring you guys back in. Mike back in, you in for the first time, because we talk about how this is the startup showcase. Technory is this startup where startups go to launch, where tech companies come to talk about how they're getting involved in the Chicago tech community as well as in startups. And I view Cars.com as one of the original Chicago
the OG.
Startup. It's the OG. It's the OG.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And you guys are working at a company that I think people now don't know what you do. Like, I really, truly don't think people understand what cars... I mean, they just think of cars. I don't know if they know what cars.com is.
We don't sell cars.
Yeah, so that's something new.
Physically.
Physically. We move them. We just don't sell them.
Right.
I think that, first off, I want to get into this and talk about, like, what cars.com does, for one, for those. And then we're going to get into some fun conversations between the two of you, because your backgrounds are going to be a perfect way for those who are building their startup now to, A, perhaps build themselves into an OG, and B, be able to actually, once they are an OG, continue to stay afloat and not become a no G. So,
that's good.
Thank you. I just came up with that on the spot, right?
You can have that.
It's all yours.
Oh, thanks.
Courtesy.
Thank you.
So why don't we start off with sort of what cars.com is?
Yeah. Dave, you want me to do it?
Well,
I'm the head of recruiting. I should know. We're the leading decision engine for anyone buying or selling a car. So we have over, I think, 30 million users,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And we have been around since 1998, and we have a lot of exciting things happening in this that we had in 2016 and coming into 2017, moving into a new space here. And we also have announced recently that we're going to go public and separate from our parent company. So that's an exciting
party
news. So
that is really cool.
Yeah.
Another
yeah.
IPO comes to Chicago.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So
very cool.
Very Chicago-based company. Very proud of our roots. And we've, been, investing a lot here. We're a very philanthropic company. You know, we have a volunteer day for all of our employees, and we try to give back in a lot of different ways in the STEM community and then just across Chicago in other ways too.
And over time, I have no doubt that we're going to develop more relationships there, as we discussed offline, the work we're trying to do, getting involved with CPS and figuring a way to fund some of these things. If the government's not going to pay for their school, and somebody's got to help them out.
Yeah.
So hopefully companies like Cars.com can get involved. But how long have you both been at Cars?
Newbies. I've been here about 5 months.
5 months.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm almost at my year.
You're at your year.
So, yeah.
This is, I think, going to be a great part or a great way to step into this conversation.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the biggest challenges for a lot of these older companies is if you're not doing it our way, if you're not from, like, you weren't the OG, you weren't there from the get-go, you are on the outlier circuit right from the get-go. And there's almost no way for you to have any impact, positive, I guess, or negative in some cases, to actually help this company move forward and shape its new identity, which, Dave, I'm really excited to hear kind of your take on this. I know that I've heard a lot about your speech on these things. I'm setting the bar high for you again.
Yeah,
it is. I'm setting the bar high for you again. You know, I set it low for me. I'm going to set it kind of low for Mike.
Thank you.
High for you, Dave.
All right.
We're looking forward to hearing about kind of your view on this, because I really think that what you guys do at Cars is something that can, not that you want it to be duplicated, but I would love to see more companies take on this approach. So I'm going to cut right to you.
All right. Wow. No, it's interesting. We, people ask me, why are you at Cars? You know, especially in the startup world, I come from startups. My background is first half spent in banking, and then decided I wanted to start building things, and launched three different startups, two internet companies. And, you know, former friends are still in the space, and they always ask me, how'd you end up there? And, you know, it's interesting. I started looking at Cars a couple years ago, but I made the decision to come this past year just because I see what's about to happen. I mean, we are doing really cool things at the company. And to your point, Scott, we're embracing this new kind of mindset, which is what I'll call intrapreneurial, and engaging everyone at the company to think like an entrepreneur, which is perfect for me, right? It's the perfect kind of place where I'd like to call home. I'll never stop being an entrepreneur, but having a company like Cars kind of back that thought process and that methodology, it's fantastic. And, you know, I would love to start seeing more big tech companies in the city embrace mm-hmm. that startup kind of mindset, because it totally helps when it comes to product development and test and learn and really getting to that product market fit that all entrepreneurs are in like desperate search.
Well, before I ask you some of the kind of trade secrets on how they do it, but I want to tell you to validate, not that you need my validation, but to validate your point on this of the companies, and we've seen quite a bit of them come through here. And I can tell you the ones that are still here and huge because they just have such a gigantic list and a gigantic model of movement that, like, as long as there's human beings breathing and clicking on their web page, they're going to still make money.
Right.
But there's like no one, everyone's asleep at the wheel. The vast majority of companies we've had come in here, Capital One, K-Cura, Groupon even to a point, is like continuing to grow and make changes as they see, you know, issues and things happen. Grubhub's another one that they're seeing things coming and they're trying to make changes. But in particular, I'm going to circle back on Capital One and K-Cura. They take a very, very similar approach to what you guys do with regard to giving people the ability and the freedom and promoting and saying, listen, I'm not going to force you to do it. If you want to do it, we'd love you to. If you're interested in these areas, here's some spots that you could kind of jump on teams that are working in you know, interdisciplinary teams throughout the company. Those are the companies that are growing incredibly fast, even though they're already huge. Yeah. Those are companies that are bringing on new people constantly. And I have to tell you, like, having gone to their spaces, they have the most talented people. Bar none.
Well, I think that people today want, especially software engineers, people in technology, want to have that ownership, right? They want to feel like they're a part of something, building something, especially if you look at all the statistics around millennials and, you know, the type of environments they want to work in. They want to feel like they're a part of something, you know, special. And so I think that, you know, empowering them to be entrepreneurial while they're in a larger company is something that's very exciting to them. And that's something that was appealing to me when I came. And then I think it's also been
so
today.
How do
I think
guys
that other
that?
Companies like K-Cura and stuff are kind of empowering people in the same ways.
For sure.
They're getting it.
Yeah, it's like we talked about before. They get it. But how specifically do you guys do that? How do you manage to hit the your objectives and do what you're supposed to do, like from the cars.com corporate level, like how do we do our job, why we exist, but then also spend such a large amount of energy on fostering this innovative culture and this community and giving the due attention to those ideas that are worth it and those that are not worth it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's early days, right? I mean, we launched a pilot late last year. It went unbelievably well, and we decided to roll it out company-wide. Testament.
And you got to make that speech.
Yeah, and I got to make the speech. Yeah.
Well, tell the speech. We had a tech and product all, and you know, we had about 300 or 400 people there. And Dave got up, and he hasn't been with the company very long, and he just gave this really passionate speech about what we're all there to do. And you know, it was literally like Bill Murray in Stripes, you know, kind of feel to it, you know. I thought
I actually had a picture of Bill Murray in the slide presentation.
Yeah, you did. That's right.
We
yeah.
want you.
Yeah, right.
That's what perfect. I
maybe that.
Yeah.
Wow, that subconsciously
right?
it worked.
It got resonated with Mike.
Subliminal
so
messaging
worked.
Does work.
Yeah. So here we are today. No, but I mean, so we had success at the end of the year, and you know, I got to say, a testament to our C-suite, right at the top, who basically said, "Yeah, this looks like something promising. Let's not only embrace it, let's invest in it." Right, and we rolled it out company wide in January, and so far it's been fantastic. I think to Mike's point, what makes it work is really enabling everyone to have a sense of autonomy and accountability in a way that they've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got, to answer your question, how we're set up. We're set up in a series of mini pods. It's similar. We look to Spotify as influence for how we design the model, but we've made some changes as well. But essentially, our product and tech teams are now 16 mini startups within Cars, and each has their own mission, working independently of the other pods, staffed with a developer, product manager, a tech lead, a design lead, and a bunch of developers. But they're all just running like as a startup, and we like to say, don't ask for permission, just go do it. And it's like 2 months in, and it's fantastic. We're already seeing positive incremental results.
This must just absolutely ruin your recruiting ability.
It's just terrible for us. Yeah.
I'm sure it's just a real pain.
I know.
You know, every time you have to see some young guy or young girl, and they're like, you know,
I'm going to beat him away.
I want to sit at a cubicle and just waste my life away. I don't understand.
Yeah. No, it's been great. I think that, you know, we've certainly have a lot of openings, you know, to support the structure, and you know, it's an exciting sell for me, being someone who's an entrepreneur as well, you know, and something that attracted me to the company earlier on. You know, I mean, he's been here only 5 or 6 months, but I saw, and they were talking about this before when I was talking to them, and so it's been exciting to see it being actually executed. You know?
What are you, like, you know, I think one of the things this it's going to get easier on your end probably, but hopefully. But I think that there's still a challenge when it comes to recruiting, though, in this, because that now you are looking for somebody who is a little bit more independent thinker. Mm-hmm. And the school systems, even though we've got a lot of entrepreneurs, and I would argue that many of them come out of like the result of couldn't get a job and live in my parents' basement. I can't take it anymore. So I started whatever I have to start to pay for my McDonald's, like whatever I got to do. And so we're like kind of boring entrepreneurial mindsets like post-schooling. But schooling is set up in a way where it kind of conditions people to pack together and not really think like an entrepreneur, actually. Mm-hmm. So how are you able to find and recruit people that you think are a good plug-in to this setup?
Yeah, I think you
put me on the spot.
Yeah, great. Yeah, thanks there, Scott. That's awesome. Look at the snow outside. I think that there's...
And I looked.
I think you did, sucker. I think that there's several different things. I think talking to people, you know, through different... speaking events that we do, I think, is something that's really important, showing how we do this, and that, you know, when we communicate out what we're looking for in a candidate, making sure that they know that, hey, this is the type of person we're looking for. If you do want to come to a company and just, you know, do your job every day and do as you're told, then this is probably not the right fit for you.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, making sure that we embed that kind of dialogue with our hiring managers when they're talking to candidates, that we're doing it in the copy that we put out there for, you know, them branding around why come to Cars, I think is critical, and our core values, things like that. So I think that those are all things that we do to make sure that we're putting the message out there that, hey, we want free thinkers, people that can kind of think outside of that box. And I don't necessarily know if you're going to always get them from traditional schools either. You know, you don't have to be have a CS degree to be a good software developer today. You know, Dave is not someone necessarily that came from a traditional product environment. I mean, he was the CEO of his own startups, you know, so he built products, but he wasn't like a product manager type of a person, you know? So, I think that it just depends on the person, and really making sure that you have the right types of people that can kind of execute in this new model.
Very cool. I guess one final thing I kind of want to get in with this, I guess, is when it comes to recruiting, to your point a little bit, when you mentioned the fact that most of the kind of, I guess, I don't want to put down some of the older businesses that are running on a different model, but when they recruit, they're all embedded in like certain areas, certain colleges, certain programs, that's what mm-hmm. they do. And now with this, you're looking for people in all kinds of different areas in the schools. How are you getting yourselves into the right places to find the right talent? And then are you able to tell them like right off the bat, like, hey, this isn't like what you think it is. Like you're not applying to Cars. Why? Is that because you don't know what it is? You think we sell cars? This is what we do. Mm-hmm. How do you handle it? Because I feel like this is you're creating new things, new opportunities, but with them become new problems.
Right. Right. Gosh, that's just those tough problems. I think that what we've got, you know, the mindset is that everyone in the company is a recruiter, right? So it's not just a recruiter's role. You know, we have needs in product. Dave is helping with that. You know, it's people buy from people they know, they trust, they like, and it's not necessarily always going to be the recruiter that's that person that does it. So I don't know if companies in 10 years are going to have recruiting as a traditional role. I think that because of how everything is digital and mobile and you're able to interact with people on one-on-one basis based on the way that they choose, that potentially, you know, hiring managers, people in the organization will be the ones that will be helping to recruit. And so they'll be recruiting like-minded people. So if you're hiring certain people, then they're going to recruit other people like that. So what I want to do at Cars is empower people within the organization to help be a part of recruiting and bringing the right people in. Birds of a feather flock together, Scott.
So that's I hear. Original. That's why we're all, yeah. Did you write that?
I did. Just like, created that out of nowhere.
Hey, you know that's what? He's getting you back because you were, you're throwing him down talking about putting Bill Murray and stuff. This has been incredibly fascinating. There's so much more to talk about in this area. I'm hoping that you guys will start returning back here more often. I think that there's two conversations that I would like to sort of develop in a longer term. The first one is obviously around this recruiting area. I think that it's really fascinating. I also think that people are only hearing from recruiters. They're not hearing direct from the companies anymore for the most part, and that gives them sort of the wrong opinion, I think, of the companies that they're maybe passing by. And then the other part is, how do we stay and grow a business that is like continually innovating? And there's a much larger conversation that I would love to have specifically with you, Dave, on the, not that you can't play, Mike.
No,
But with you, Dave, on the fact that I truly believe that the big companies, the cars.coms of the future, are brands that we trust that provide us with things we trust. And inside of that is essentially one gigantic, well-funded incubator that come up with products that we slam underneath that brand that you trust.
Yep.
And that's where I see business going. So I would love to have you guys back again and again and again and again to talk about this. And I'm sure that our audience would agree, because at some point, if we can get this done, I'd like to start get this done, meaning Facebook is working. I'd love to get people the ability to call in and ask questions and sort of things.
That'd be fun.
That'd be awesome.
This would
be
great.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Cool.
Thanks,
Scott. You guys both for coming in.
Thanks, Shelby.
Thank Shelley.
Yeah.
More applause. More applause.
More applause.
I want to thank all of our sponsors who are now gone because we ran over time as always. And I want to thank our guests. We had an amazing showcase of talent today. You can watch this episode. Oh, wait. I want to thank Showbiz Shelley for keeping us up on the events and sticking around.
Oh, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Where do people go to follow Showbiz Shelley?
So you can follow me on all social media. I'm just Showbiz Shelley on everything.
I highly recommend Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I like Instagram.
It's I'm just saying.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank goodness for the stories. Of course, you can watch this episode and more at technori.com. You can download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Twitter and Facebook at Technori, or follow me at Katoon, or follow Shelley at Showbiz Shelley. Boom. That's a wrap. Thank you.